questions. So I think, aside from the fact that this is statute policy,
the Health and Human Services Budget Division will come to order. I have a few comments to make before we hand out the spreadsheets to the audience about the bill or the recommendations of the chair. First of all, we did not have as large a target, I think, as most of the members of this division wished we would have. But we did take half of the target we had to pay for long-term care COLAs or investments in long-term care. And I know that when you see the spreadsheets, it's not enough. It's just not enough. But it is half of the money we had. And I think that we treated long-term care as fairly as we could with the target that we had. Secondly, the bill makes some pretty major steps toward covering the uninsured and providing for health care needs of many in our state. The bill will make, or the recommendations will make, major investments to move us forward in mental health and chemical dependency. It will provide new dollars for housing. It will make some investments in child care. It will fund many small projects that members of the Senate felt were important. And it will include pay for performance for the agencies that are involved with this budget area. Now we will hand out the spreadsheet to the audience if everyone can have a seat so that not any staff member on my and gets hurt. And we will not start going, we will not go through the spreadsheet until everyone has a spreadsheet.
Isn't this wonderful?
Can't we all just get a spreadsheet?
I am a little
tired.
How'd you like that?
But I think we're going to do
healthcare access fund money.
This is,
this is Tanner.
We haven't started.
This been conspired.
Okay, really.
What's that?
It's spring.
Why don't you have a white jacket on?
I didn't get the memo. We forgot.
Your dry cleaning didn't come back. That's the only reason I'm wearing one.
What's up with this? You guys.
They didn't. Definitely didn't want me to
this.
Know.
Shelly.
And I got this.
Sparkling up the storm.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh. I take that personal.
That
disease.
See?
We take that personal.
Did you get a ruler?
I was taking mine the other day. Stuff on the inside. Oh, my God. I got to clean it.
Shelly. What's
how long
up
are
with
we?
This?
We're not. We're just
Democrats
going over the spreadsheet, right?
And I got.
No, Paul.
It's, I think it's
you that got that.
A joke. We're glad you shared it with us.
So funny. There's two senators.
Oh. I guess I got the short end of the stick. Oh, thank you.
It's pretty funny. Yeah.
Michelle got a big stick. Ooh. Julie got a big stick.
I apologize to the members of the public that we're in this room that is inadequate for our division. It's really due to the fact that the Finance Committee, unfortunately, is meeting at the same time, even though I asked them not to. But, you know, that's life.
It's life. What can I say?
Great. We're just going over the spreadsheet today, is my understanding.
You are all white.
Yeah, we were
in this room for
kind of starting to wake up.
It's very spring day. And it's gorgeous. Like you. Brown and egg blue, that's a gorgeous color.
Is that?
It's a bit. To you, Captain Nancy the Blues. Yeah.
Bond better step up.
Moon up, moonlight. Are you supporting?
All right, full jacket too. Were you just commenting?
This is a little more intimate. I don't mind this.
What?
Girlfriend.
This is a little more.
Since I'm intimate.
You know, it is. I like that. I like it better. Way across.
I'm with you on those
days. Thank God. I think Marty's going to try to put that in my in my mortuary science bill. I think he's going to try to amend it.
Oh, you know, it's really over there. And you don't have to kneel. Hang on.
Talk about this, about taking, why don't we do it? It says no more mortuary.
Yeah.
You know, as a Boston aside, you
That, I'd rather do that.
Horse race.
Then we don't have to.
I like that I
can't
have to
bring it. I know. It's kind of dramatic.
I believe everyone has a spreadsheet now, so we'll start going through the spreadsheet. If I can ask everyone to be quiet so that everyone can hear.
Well, it takes a lot of time.
Madam Chair, members, just like to give you a quick orientation of the spreadsheet. The front page is a summary page, which shows, beginning on line 2, the total amount of spending for all agencies under this budget division's jurisdictions, and then by fund. And most importantly, I would mention that on line 3 is the general fund line. You'll see on the right-hand set of columns underneath the Senate side, the amount there for fiscal year 08-09 is $245 million, and that was our target. The next, it lists out the other funds that are appropriated under this bill. And then there's a quick summary of the healthcare access fund balance, which shows a what appears here to be a balance of $24.3 million at the end of fiscal year 11. However, those funds are placed in a health match reserve account to protect the healthcare access fund from future delays in health match. That summary begins on line 12. Then on line 19 is a summary of the federal TANF balance. You'll see at the end of fiscal year 11, there's $0 left at the end of 11. Next, it's just a summary by agency and by fund. And then I would just direct your attention to line 73 on page 2. We'll now go through the budget items recommended by the chair in the Department of Human Services. The first one is on line 76. It's an agency management reduction of $544,000 in this biennium. It's a one-time reduction. Those funds will be placed in something called the Health Improvement Account, and the money will be set aside there for a pay-for-performance agency incentive that will be paid on. It'll be paid in the event the agency meets the two goals that are set aside specified in this bill in fiscal year 09 on January 1 of 09. If those goals are not met, the money will be then left in the health improvement account
this morning
to be spent by the legislature on health activities. Next, on line 88, is an agency management reduction for specific activities.
If I can just stop you here for a minute, David, for the Department of Human Services, where we're showing this performance incentive, the language in the bill will include a reduction in processing time for Minnesota Care applications to an average of 45 days. Mind you, the law says 30 days, but we realize we're trying to improve here, so we're going to set a target of 45 days for average time for processing of applications. And the second performance incentive is for the Minnesota Sex Offender Program, to have established a separate program for young committed offenders. We have about 9 or 10 between the ages of 18 and 25 per year who have never committed a crime as an adult or being committed there. And we believe it is more appropriate for them to have a separate program, and we will ask the department to have that separate program up and running by July 1st of this year.
Madam Chair and members, I'd also note that there's an error on the description of that item. It references based on health match implementation, and that is not going to be part of the criteria for this performance incentive. Next, on line 88, is an agency management reduction for specific activities within the department. The first is on line 90. It reduces the transfer for the Washington, D.C. office by $390,000, and then also eliminates funding for gubernatorial staff at $120,000. And the net cost after the federal matching funds net savings is $306,000.
We feel that those items are more appropriately funded out of the governor's office budget.
Next, on line 95, is the governor's recommendation for background studies fee alignment with increases in background study costs to cover increases in background study costs, and the chair recommends that item. The next item is the governor's recommendation for background studies compliance with federal regulations, and the chair recommends fully funding that at $2.4 million in this biennium. Next, on line 108, is agency carry forward for systems that will allow DHS to carry forward money from the current biennium to the next biennium, and that cost is $1.7 million. Next is the governor's recommendation on line 113 of federal MFIB federal compliance, and that recommendation was not accepted. Next, the chair recommends on line 132 to fund the governor's request for MFIB for legal non-citizens continuation, and that costs $2 million in this coming biennium. The next recommendation is MFIB time limit and – I'm sorry. The next is a governor's recommendation for MFIB time limit and program violations policies, and the chair is not recommending that request. Next, on line 143 is item from Senate File 154. The chair is recommending to repeal the MFIB SSI penalty, the $125 a month that it cost, from the TANF fund of $12.7 million in 08-09. Next, on line 149 is the repeal. The chair is recommending the repeal of the MFIB housing $50 housing penalty for a cost to the TANF fund of $4.2 million. Next is the chair is recommending on line 155 the repeal of the MFIB family cap, a cost to the TANF fund of $4.7 million. Next on is the chair is recommending to eliminate the MFIB 20-hour work requirement for post-secondary education plans, and that cost is to the TANF fund of $860,000 in this coming biennium. Next, the chair recommends to add two participant groups to the MFIB hard-to-employ category at a cost of $71,000 in TANF funds. That's general fund money. Next, on line 172, the chair recommends eliminating the MFIB work hour requirements for employed hardship waiver, those with employed hardship extensions, and that costs almost $900,000 in 08-09. On the second to last line of this page, the chair is recommending to exclude the value of one licensed vehicle less than $7,500 from MFIB eligibility at a cost of $676,000. Next, on page 4, the chair is recommending establish an MFIB DWP work participation bonus of $100 for 24 months. This would be effective October 08, and the cost in this biennium is
MFIB DWP.
Oh, that's correct. I'm sorry. This is a mistake. This should read effective February 09. And so because of the late start time on that, it has a small cost in this biennium, and the cost in the tails is $16.7 million for 10 and 11.
I just want to mention that this is one of the items that we have in our bill for MFIP work participation compliance. We are not sure where we'll start being counted in terms of our work participation compliance, but if we assume 30%, then the items that we have in this bill will get us to 56% compliance, and the federal threshold is 50%. So we think we have enough room here to meet those federal work participation requirements when these items are fully implemented. They will not be fully implemented during the first year of this biennium, but the department seems pretty confident that if we're moving toward compliance, that we will be able to get the federal government to waive any penalties.
Madam Chair, members, the next recommendation is on line 192, and this item is the refinancing of TANF funds to provide funding for general fund items that are in Senator Berglund's MFIB compliance bill. And the amount of refinancing that will be done in this biennium is just over $2 million, and in the next biennium it will be $19.2 million.
And again, this is so that we can be using non-TANF dollars on TANF expenditures so that those folks either don't have to have their clock running, or in the case of people that have been moved into the Family Stabilization Program, they don't have to be counted as a part of our group that meets the work participation requirements.
Next on line 202, the chair recommends funding of $10.5 million for MFIB-supported work grants for counties. These grants would serve up to 2,400 people in the first biennium. Next on line 210 is an appropriation to the Office of Higher Ed for work study program grants for $1.5 million in 08-09. Next on line 216 is funding for, the chair is recommending funding for integrated services projects for MFIB families at a cost of $6 million in 08-09. On line 222, the chair recommends increase in the base for MFIB consolidated support services grants of $7.4 million in 08-09. Next, on line 228, the chair recommends a $3 million appropriation for MFIB car loans and repairs program. And this would be grant money given to counties many of whom already have a similar car loan repair programs. Next on line 234 is a small cost of $236,000 the chair is recommending that's associated with the establishment of the Family Stabilization Services. This would be to cover costs for reduced sanctions that would take place in that part of the program. Next on line 240 is a appropriation of $280,000 in 08-09 to the New Chance program, and that's from the TANF fund. Next on 246 is Senator Moab Bill Mother's First program, Ramsey County. It's a one-time cost of $450,000 in fiscal year 08. On line 252 is the governor's refinancing proposal, and the chair did not recommend this. However, we are accepting the $250,000 one-time cancellation to the TANF fund for savings to the fund of $250,000 in fiscal year 08. Next, on line 264 is the governor's proposal for child care assistance program. The chair is recommending that one part of this item be accepted, and that is on line 269 to adjust the entry level for to 250% of FPG for MFIB child care. And this is being done, unlike the governor, with TANF funds. The governor uses general funds for this item. Next, on line 276, the chair recommends to reduce the child care copays to the state medium income schedule that was in effect before 2003 for a cost of $3.1 million in 08-09, and that would begin in fiscal year 09. Next, on line 283, chair is recommending to modify the absent day policy to broaden exemptions. This comes from a Senator Scheid bill, and the cost for this is $238,000 in 08-09. On line 290, the chair recommends a rate increase for child care providers of 3%, and that costs, in 08-09, $10.6 million. Next, turning to page 6, on line 303, the chair recommends one-time appropriation for a Hennepin and Ramsey County Licensed Family Child Care Provider Connections Program, and I believe this was a Senator Clark bill. Next, on line 308, the chair is recommending to eliminate the at-home infant care program that would result in savings of $2.6 million in 08-09. Currently, this money is in the base of the basic sliding fee program, and it represents 3% of that base.
I'll just stop for a minute. We felt, we really felt that we didn't have enough money in the bill for child care improvements, and we felt that the improvements that we were looking for had a higher priority than continuing to fund this program.
Next, on line 315 is the governor's recommendation for adoption assistance and relative custody assistance changes. The chair is recommending accepting all these provisions, however, with a change to the payment adjustment increase that the governor provides. The governor provides a 5% increase, and the chair is recommending a 3.95% increase. And that costs $8 million in 08-09. On line 326, the chair is recommending a Senate provision from Senate File 638, a Senator Lori bill, for adoption assistance program to allow for special needs definition on an age-based criteria. And that costs a very small amount of $5,000 in 08-09. On line 331 is the governor's recommendation for long-term homeless implementation program funds. And the chair is recommending to fully fund that at $3.92 million in 08-09. On line 338 is the Ramsey County GRH rate increase, Senate File 34. And the chair is recommending this item for $168,000 in 08-09. On line 343, the chair recommends to spend $680,000 on a Crow Wing County GRH supplemental payment increase. This is a or payment rate. This is for the Teen Challenge facility in Brainerd, and was the Senator Corian bill. Next, on line 348 is the Hennepin and Ramsey County GRH supplemental payments, and that's a cost of $1.1 million in 08-09. The very last line of this page is chair recommends funding for a hearing aid and instrument loan bank at a cost of $140,000, and that was Senator Lynch bill, Senate File 1320. On line 358 is governor's recommendation for immigration status validation and recertification, and the chair is not recommending this request. On line 366 is the governor's Healthy Connections proposal, and the chair is recommending none of these items. On line 380 is the governor's recommendation for a client mileage client medical access mileage adjustment, and the chair is not recommending this item. On line 386 is the governor's QCARE pay for performance initiative, and the chair is recommending this item, but at a reduced amount of $1 million instead of the $1.9 million. And the reduction comes in just the incentives that are set aside for medical providers. It's a smaller amount, about $600,000 as opposed to $13,000 for the governor. On line 398 is the clinical case. This is another governor recommendation. It's a clinical case management for people with chronic diseases. This is being recommended by the chair at a reduced amount of $62,000 in this coming biennium. On line 406 is the chair is recommending the extension of critical access dental payments. The governor recommended this item. However, he funded it using health care access funds. Madam Chair is recommending that it be done out of the general fund at a cost of $10.3 million in 08-09.
And like the governor, we fund it as a forecasted program in the TALES. I hope this will solve this problem, and we will not have this problem of potentially having to cut critical access dental providers in the future.
Next, turning to page 8 on line 416, the chair is recommending from Senate File 184, Senator Marty Bill, a community clinic rate increase for family planning services, and that's at a cost of $1.1 million in 08-09. On line 422, the chair is recommending Oral Health Care Innovations Grant, one-time funding at $500,000, and this was a Senator Tomasoni bill. On line 428, and now we'll be, I should just mention, we'll start going through provisions from Senate File 2. On line 428 is a general fund item for the creation of a patient incentive program for health goals, and that costs $1.5 million in 08-09. On line 437 is a primary care access initiative, a small cost of $44,000 in 08-09 from the general fund. On line 444 is the item for Minnesota Healthcare Programs Outreach at a cost of $30.8 million in the biennium, almost $18 million of which is coming from the Healthcare Access Fund, $12.8 million is coming from the general fund. The general fund costs primarily are associated with increased enrollment in the general fund healthcare programs, and the Healthcare Access Fund pays for a number of the outreach activities, such as the media campaign and the outreach effort. On line 459, is the chair is recommending the MA coverage of Medicare Part D co-payments for dual eligibles at a cost of $11.5 million. On line 465, the chair is recommending to change the alternative payments method for FQHCs and RHCs at $6.5 million. This is slightly less than the original fiscal note because the chair is only funding 5 out of the 10 auditors that the department requested in the fiscal note.
If you can just stop here. We really didn't have time to review thoroughly all the fiscal note requests for increased staffing in the agencies, so we made an administrative decision that we would just cut them all in half. I believe they were inflated. I don't know how much, but this bill will be going to conference committee, and I'm sure if there are further adjustments needed, we can make them there.
Madam Chair, members, on the bottom line of this page is the chair is recommending allowing for MA reimbursement for community health worker services, and that actually creates a small savings of $61,000 in 08-09. Next, on page 9, line 480, the chair is recommending eliminating copayments for MA and GAMC pharmacy copayments, paying for that amount effective November 1st, 2008 at a cost of $7.3 million in 08-09. The chair is also recommending on line 488 one-month rolling eligibility for MA, and that's a cost of $11.9 million to the general fund. On line 494 is, and now we'll jump around a little bit. We'll come back to Senate File 2 and the Healthcare Access Fund provisions in a moment, but now to other general fund healthcare items. 494 is a Senator Lynch bill for a rate increase to Bethesda Hospital, and that has cost $868,000 in fiscal year 08-09. On line 508 is a rate increase for Gillette Hospital's outpatient services at a cost of $1 million in 08-09. On line 507, the chair recommends the mental health peer specialist program. This was the chair's bill, and it costs $122,000 in 08-09. On line 512 is, I believe, a Senator Sharon bill, Senate File 964, Fetal Alcohol Syndrome Program funding appropriation for $150,000 in 08-09. On line 517 is an initiative to community initiatives to cover the uninsured and underinsured at a cost of actually, I'd like to make a correction on this. This item is actually should be under the Department of Health and cost $380,000. But this is a Senator Erickson-Ropes bill, and We'll move on to line 522 is a community-based health care coverage program demonstration project. This is Senator Pretner Solon's bill, and this provides funding of $12,000 a year for 5 years, and it sunsets in fiscal year 12, and it costs the general fund $420,000 in 08-09. On line 527 is eliminate the Minnesota Care add-back depreciation for farm income, and this is a Senate File 2 provision at a cost of $1 million for 08-09 from the Health Care Access Fund. Turning to page 10, on line 535, is the chair is recommending to increase the Minnesota Care inpatient hospital cap from $10,000 to $20,000 for a cost of $5.6 million to the Health Care Access Fund. On line 541, the chair recommends to permit Minnesota Care eligibility for undocumented children, cost of $5.8 million in 08-09. On line 5...
Just stop for a minute. In regard to this item, these children will be eligible for Minnesota Care. Their families will be paying premiums at the same level that other families will be paying premiums. And I'm sure we're all aware of the fact that in these families, some children are citizens and are eligible for our programs. And what this will do will allow the whole family to be enrolled as a unit.
Then on line 540, Madam Chair, members, on line 549, the chair recommends to increase income eligibility for adults without children to 200% in fiscal year 08 and then 215% in fiscal year 09. And that cost is $11.5 million to the Health Care Access Fund in the next biennium. On line 557, the chair recommends to eliminate Minnesota Care verification of income and ESI at a cost of almost $28 million in 08-09.
And this is part of the shortening of the enrollment form to help encourage people to be able to enroll in our health care programs.
On line 566, the chair recommends to modify the adult ESI barrier if out-of-pocket costs are greater than 8% for those policies. And that cost $12.2 million in 08-09. On line 574, the chair recommends eliminating the Minnesota Care 6-month renewal and instead making a 12-month renewal, and that costs the Health Care Access Fund $696,000 in 08-09. On line 580, the chair recommends to eliminate the $5,000 income limit for Minnesota Care adults without children and with children, I'm sorry, and that's a cost of that's correct. This is actually to eliminate a $50,000 income limit for Minnesota Care adults with children, and that's a cost of nearly $600,000 in 08-09. On the very last line of this page is a provision to eliminate, the chair is recommending to eliminate ESI barrier for children at a cost of $1.9 million for 08-09. On page 11, chair recommends to eliminate Minnesota Care 4-month insurance barrier for children, cost of $1.2 million in 08-09. On line 604, the chair recommends to expand Minnesota Care eligibility to the homeless by lifting the address requirement in Minnesota Care. That costs $689,000 in 08-09 from the Health Care Access Fund. On line 614, chair recommends to waive for 12 months Minnesota Care premiums for military members and their families, and that costs $1.5 million in 08-09. On line 623, the chair recommends to eliminate the Minnesota Care premium increases, both the sliding scale and the 8% increases. This would restore the premiums back to a level before 2003, and that cost to the Health Care Access Fund is $4.3 million in the next biennium. On line 631 is the repeal of the chair is recommending the repeal of the Minnesota Care Limited Benefits Set at a cost of $12.9 million in 08-09. On line 637, the chair recommends to eliminate the ESI barrier for students, and that costs $2.2 million. On line 643 is the Minnesota Care Small Employer Option with a cost of $1.8 million in this biennium and tails cost of $18.3 million in the next. Page 12, beginning on line 652, is appropriation for FQHC grants of $11 million in this biennium and $5.5 million a year. And I should mention that this item will become a general fund cost in 12 and 13. On line 658, Chair recommends Administrative Uniformity Committee costs. These are costs associated with the department with their mental health administration and trying to get them up to speed on uniform billing. And that cost is $119,000 in 08-09. On line 665, the Chair is recommending to appropriate for a six-month delay in health match to cover the delay that will be created by the provisions in this bill. That will create a $24.2 million cost in the health care access fund for 08-09, will result in $24.5 million of savings in the general fund in 08-09, and about half that amount of savings and costs in 10 and 11. Next, on line 672 is the governor's proposal for a health care enrollment shift transfer from the health care access fund to the general fund, and the Chair is not recommending this item. On line 681, the Chair recommends to modify disproportionate share hospital payments claim mechanism. And that results in one-time savings of $6.1 million in fiscal year 08 and results in the fully funding the contingent hospital payments in fiscal year 09. Next, on line 688, is the governor's recommendation for the disproportionate share hospital financing, where he proposes to put a portion of that into the general fund in 08-09 and the full amount in 10-11. The Chair is not recommending this item. Next, on 697, the Chair is recommending a provision, and actually this is associated with Senate File 857, which is the health insurance premium cap bill. And this this bill will save $31.7 million in all funds, across all funds in 08-09, $24 million from the general fund, $7.5 million from the Health Care Access Fund. This recognizes the effect of that bill, of the premium caps, on the department's own PMAP programs. This will limit their increase, or this will realize the effect of that by limiting the increase in the forecast going forward. Next, on page 13, on line 706, is a governor's recommendation to provide administrative funding for citizenship documentation, and actually, members, I'm sorry, there's a mistake on this item. The item here that actually should be under the governor's cost, the governor's recommendation costs are actually on the Senate line at a cost of this biennium of $736,000. Oh, I'm sorry. That's correct. Actually, this is identical, and so just strike that. I'm sorry, I was confused. So the Chair is recommending this be funded identically as the governor. Next, on line 715 is the long-term care COLA payment adjustments. And this will take just a bit of explaining. For all long-term care providers other than nursing facilities, they will receive a 2.83% and a 2.83% rate increase in fiscal year 08 and 09. For nursing facilities, there are several items here to note, and we'll just go through them on the tracking line by line. The first one is on line 718. This is the nursing facility COLA. Nursing facilities will receive a 2.7% COLA actually, they'll receive the 2.83% COLA, but 0.13% will be set aside for quality. And for 08-09, they'll receive 0%. I mean, for 09, they'll receive 0% COLA increase for that year. Next, on line 719, is the Chair is recommending to provide for rebasing with a four-year phase-in beginning in fiscal year 09, and that's a cost of $10 million in that that year. Next, on line 720, is the Chair is recommending nursing home home moratorium process, and that's a cost of $1 million in 08-09. Next is item, the next line on 721 just recognizes that ICFMRs and DTNH is also, they will be receiving the 2.83 and the 2.83. On line 722, the chair is recommending that the nursing facilities in Stearns, Benton, and Sherburne County that received a rate increase in, as a result of the 2006 session be excluded from the COLA. And that provides some small savings of $843,000.
Stop for just a minute. That COLA that those facilities received last year was 17%. And we feel that they really got enough COLA during that year to cover them for this biennium also.
And then the remaining lines here just represent the different provider groups or parts of the budget where these provider groups are funded. And they're 2.83 and 2.83% increase. Beginning on line 739 is the Big Stone County Nursing Facility rate adjustment. That's a very small cost. The chair is recommending for $2,000 in 0809. On line 744 is a rate increase for Waseca County Nursing Facility for ventilator services. And that is a cost of $308,000 in 0809. On line 744.
The next line deals with a facility on the Iron Range in St. Louis County, and because St. Louis County has decided to handle their overspending for their waiver cap by reducing all waiver provider rates, this particular DTNH is part of a campus where they have ICFMR waiver homes and a DTNH facility. That DTNH facility was one of the first ones created in the state of Minnesota, so it has a very low rate. They have been subsidizing that rate off of their waiver rate. And with the waiver rate reduction, that DTNH will close if they do not get this rate increase. Now, this was not a bill that was heard in the division because we only became aware of the situation a couple of days before we quit hearing bills. But I have spoken with the members of the division about this, and there is agreement that this should be in the tracking sheet.
Madam Chair, members, and that cost is $634,000 for this biennium. On line 754 is an is part of a provision from Senate File 570, Senator Higgins' bill on non-emergency. And it provides an increase in medical non-emergency transportation wheelchair rate. It doesn't fund the full request that was called for in that bill, but it does provide $200,000 in the 809 biennium for that particular rate. Next on line.
And that bill, we have not gotten a completed fiscal note on the amendments. If other provisions in that bill are fiscally neutral, the language for that bill will be included in the base bill.
On line 759 is the provisions from Senate File 196, the reverse mortgage incentive program, and that cost $386,000 in 0809 from the general fund. Turning to page 14. On line 768 is governor's recommendation for elderly waiver assisted living coverage, and this provides some savings of $128,000. The chair is recommending this item, identical to the governor's. Then on the next line is on line 776 is a study of MA portion of home care rates. This was a Senator Berglund proposal at a one-time cost of $100,000 in 0809. Next, on line 781, is the governor's proposal for home and community-based services provider standards, and that costs $3.3 million in 0809. The chair is not recommending this item. On the next line and going on to the next page is the mental health initiative of the governor's. And on this item, the chair is recommending fully funding this item. However, the financing for it is different than the governor's. Whereas the governor exclusively pays for this out of the Healthcare Access Fund, the chair is recommending that the general fund pay for $3.9 million in 0809, and the Healthcare Access Fund pay $4.5 million in 0809, and the portion that is paid by the Healthcare Access Fund represents the costs that are just associated with changes to the Minnesota Care Program. Then turning all the way to the middle of page 15, on line 859, is the governor's recommendation for services for deaf and hard of hearing people. And the chair is recommending this item. However, it's just the difference in funds. The chair is recommending $1.3 million for this coming biennium. The difference is based on just reduced admin that we made, chair made in this proposal. Next, on line 869, is the Senator Rosen bill, Senate File 532, chemical use assessment requirement. And this provides funding to the department to work with counties on in this area. The chair is recommending this amount at $240,000. This would include the web-based system, but not and one FTE, but not two of the county monitoring FTEs. Next on line 877 is a Senator Rosen proposal for meth treatment program appropriation. The chair is recommending to extend the sunset of this program, but reducing the appropriation from $1.5 million to $750,000 for the biennium. These costs are offset by a one-time transfer from the Department of Employee and Economic Development that is $200,000 from a meth abatement loan fund. Next, on line 883, is the chair is recommending to eliminate the Wilmer evidence-based treatment activity, savings of $600,000.
Why don't you just stop for a minute? The web program that has been created through this activity will be transferred to the Department of Health and will continue to be operated out of the Department of Health.
Next, on line 888, is Senator Berglund bill, which was to which will provide funds for chemical dependency county maintenance of effort allocation modification. And that's a cost of $2.9 million in 0809. On line 893 is the Senator Olson bill appropriation for a Leech Lake Youth Treatment Center planning grant, and that's one time in 0809 of $150,000. On line 898, this is a Senator Kubley bill out of the Lottery Prize Fund to fund the North Star Alliance. Compulsive gambling programs associated with the North Star Alliance. Next, on 903, is a Senator Prettner-Solon bill for compulsive gambling education, treatment, and assessment. And that's also out of the Lottery Prize Fund for $500,000 in this biennium. Next, on line 908, is the governor's proposal to refinance the HIV/AIDS insurance program. And the governor had earlier requested a increase in the funding for this area, but in the supplemental recommendation it was stated that it was no longer needed. The chair is not recommending to refinance this program in the Health Care Access Fund. On line 915 is the Senator Dibble bill for HIV information and referral service appropriation, and the chair is recommending that be appropriated at an amount of $320,000 in 0809. On line 921 is Senator Olson item to provide appropriation for Kinship Navigator Program at a cost of $350,000 in 0809. On line 927, it's governor's recommendation to extend the nursing home report card to non-MA certified facilities. There's about seven of them. The chair is not recommending this item. Next, on line 933, is a one-time item to the Department of Human Services to require to provide funding to implement a system that would require timely petitions for commitment to avoid hold orders.
Stop for a minute. This is an item that was not heard as a separate bill either. It came to us very late, but this will have a tremendous amount of savings for the counties, and we all are very concerned about the potential large reductions that they might be taking in federal funding. And this has a very small cost to us, but it has a very big savings to the counties, and so we decided to include this in our recommendations.
On the last line of this page is the governor's recommendation for the Minnesota Security Hospital Census Adjustment. These are savings of $2.9 million. The chair is recommending this item. And then on page 17, beginning on line 944, is the compensation adjustment. The governor is recommending a 2% increase in a 2% increase. The chair is recommending a 3.25% and 3.25% increase for all employees. And
this is a recommendation in the Senate across the board for all state agencies, and you'll find this in all the tracking for all of the divisions.
Madam Chair and members, the cost for the Senate proposal is $25.3 million, which is about $3 million more than the governor's. And that concludes the Department of Human Services. Beginning on line 982, we'll go through the Department of Health items. The Department of Health on 985, the chair is recommending, similar to the Department of Human Services, a reduction to provide for $182,000 in fiscal year 10 and 11. And that money will be placed in the health improvement account on line 990 for a pay-for-performance agency incentive.
In this case, the incentive is in the second year of the second biennium, and that's because the performance measure that we will be using is reduction in health disparities goals, and those measurements will not be coming forward again until the second biennium.
Madam Chair, members, the next item is 995, line 995, the governor's home visiting proposal, and this was funded out of the TANF fund. The chair is recommending that this item not be done. Turning to the next page, on line 1001, the chair is recommending to restore the 2003 family planning grant reductions, and that's a cost of $2.3 million from the general fund. The next item on 1006 is the Minable funding. And this was a governor's item of $1 million a year. The chair is not recommending this item. On line 1011, the chair is recommending to reduce positive alternative grants, reducing them in half for a savings of $2.4 million in 08-09.
Stop for a minute. I think there are members in my caucus that would like to see this item eliminated. We realize that there are others who feel very strongly this should be funded. And so this is a compromise proposal where we will fund half of the grants for the next biennium.
Madam Chair and members, next on line 1016 is the birth defects information system. This was Senate File 772, Senator Berglund item. And this provides the Department of Health of $750,000 to take the system statewide. Next on line 1021 is appropriation for family support and assistance to families with deaf children for $200,000 of ongoing money, and I believe this was a Senator Sharon bill. Next on line 1026 is the governor's proposal for increase in fetal alcohol spectrum disorder funding, and this the chair is recommending fully funding this item at $1.8 million in 08-09. Next on line 1031 is the governor's loan forgiveness increase in consolidation proposal, $1.5 million in 10 and 11. And the governor proposes to basically spend health care access fund money on this item to make up for, well, to provide a increase in the loan forgiveness and to, in the tails, pay for the money that is currently being funded up to fiscal year 09 by the SGSR account. The chair is essentially not recommending most of this item. However, the chair is recommending in 10 and 11 that the sunset be extended for the SGSR funding to fiscal year 11. Next on line 1040 is the governor's e-health grants initiative. The chair is recommending $27 million in e-records funding. However, it differs from the governor's. And I should mention these funds are from the Healthcare Access Fund, but the proposal calls for half of that money to be used for revolving loan fund, and then half of that money, $13.5 million, to be used for grants, slightly less than half for revolving loan fund program, and then $700,000 for administration. Next, on line 1048 is the Merck Federal Compliance proposal from the governor. The chair is not recommending this as a policy in this area, but the chair is recommending $5 million one-time funding in fiscal year 08 for hospitals who are affected negatively by any change in the Merck formula. Next is the governor's Department of Health funding for the Healthy Connections Initiative. Chair is not recommending that item. On line 1060 and then page 19, this is governor's proposal, and the chair is recommending to fully fund it at $600,000 in this biennium and $600,000 in the next biennium for a healthcare access survey. On line 1065 is a health plan purchasing study and work group proposal. This is actually a no-cost item. This is one of the free studies that the Department of Health provides upon legislative requests. And
this was a Senator Olson proposal, which this committee did not receive. I believe it's in the Rules Committee, but we believe we should be going ahead with it. It's not setting up some permanent kind of structure, and so I'm not even sure why it had to be in the Rules Committee. But anyway, we're recommending that we go ahead with that study and that the Health Department will provide the technical assistance that's needed for it.
Madam Chair, members, on 1070 is the chair is recommending administrative reduction in healthcare access fund spending to the Department of Health. And this is for one position in the health that deals with the healthcare governor's healthcare cabinet, and another in the Information Clearinghouse, and that saves $320,000 in 08-09. Next, on line 1076 is a one-time initiative. Community initiatives cover the uninsured. This is Senator Erickson Ropes' bill. Next, on line 1081, governor's proposal for long-term care and alternatives. Chair is not recommending this item. On line 1086 is the governor's the next four items, I'll just kind of summarize these. These are all fee adjustments. The first one's for long-term care and, housing with services fee adjustment, mortuary science fee increase, occupational therapy fee reduction, and a hearing instrument defensing fee increase. And the chair is recommending that all of these items from the governor be accepted. On line 1108 is a fee increase to the state well program maintenance program, and the chair, this was governor's item, and the chair is recommending that be accepted as well. On line 1113 is the governor's initiative on tuberculosis prevention, and the chair is not recommending this item. Beginning on page 20, line 1118. This is the chair is recommending a PFC water treatment point of use evaluation study at a one-time cost of $570,000. This is a Senator Saltzman bill. On line 1123 is the governor's request for increase in spending on public health laboratory operations. This includes rent, also includes administrative support services. The chair is recommending that the rent portion be paid at a cost of $1.2 million in 08-09. On 11-29, the newborn screening fee increase to expand the program, and that is governor's recommendation, and the chair is agreeing to do that at a net cost of SGSR funds of $468,000 in this biennium. On line 1135 is the specimen handling fee increase, and the chair is from the governor, and the chair is recommending this item. On line 1141, the chair is recommending a state government special revenue account transfer of $7.2 million from the Department of Health to the general fund, and that saves $7.2 million one time in this biennium. On line 1148 is the governor's pandemic influenza preparedness recommendation. There were one-time funds set aside in the one-time bill that was before this division for this of $10 million. The chair is recommending that additional funding for this biennium only be provided for a total of $1.2 million to provide planning grants to local governments and tribes, and then also for a bit of administration. Next on 1154 is the Disease Surveillance Modernization Initiative from the governor. The chair is recommending that this be funded one time at $2 million in 08-09. On line 1162, this is the Department of Health compensation adjustment, similar to the DHS and all the other Senate positions. This is a three and a quarter increase. And that concludes the Department of Health. Next, we have on 1179, the Veterans Home Board. And beginning on 1182 is an agency management reduction for performance, pay for performance incentive. That reduction is $50,000 and will be paid in the event that the Vets Home Board does not have any of the most severe category of deficiencies at any of its homes. Next, on line 1192 is the governor's request to maintain current service levels at the Vets Homes. And that the chair is recommending to be fully funded at $1.3 million in the next biennium. On line 1197 is the compensation adjustment. And this the chair is recommending doing this at 3.25, which the governor does as well, because the Vets Home Board staff are direct service personnel. And that concludes the Vets. Next, we have a series of health-related board increases. The first ones are beginning on 1207, just operating budget increases for the chiropractic board, dentistry board, pharmacy board, physical therapy board, psychology board, and vet medicine board, and then raising some vet medicine board fees. And the chair is recommending accepting this governor's recommendation in total. Next, on line 1218 is a compensation budget increase for all health-related boards, and that's at the 3.25 level. Next, on 1237, page 22, is a retirement payout for four boards. Governor is recommending. The chair is recommending accepting this request. And these are one-time costs. Next, on 1244, is an item from the Board of Medical Practice for contested case legal costs. Governor's recommendation of $500,000 in 08. And the chair is recommending that that request as well. Next, on 1249, is governor's proposal to provide additional staff to address workload issues at the nursing board. And the chair is recommending that be funded fully at $711,000 in 08-09 from the SGSR. Next, Board of Pharmacy, the governor's recommendation to increase facility inspections. And the chair is recommending that item at $346,000. The next item is the Board of Physical Therapy extending licensure to physical therapist assistants. And the chair is not recommending this item.
This bill was never given a hearing yet in the policy committee, and without having some licensure standards for these physical therapy assistants, we really can't be licensing them. Maybe it'll come up next year.
And that concludes the health-related boards. Beginning on 1277, we have the Emergency Medical Services Board. This first item is to convert the board's current open and standing appropriation made for longevity awards and make that appropriation a direct appropriation, and then also reduce that appropriation from $900,000 a year to $200,000 a year for a savings of $400,000 in 08-09. Next, on line 1282 is a one-time transfer of $400,000 from the EMS board award account. On line 1289 is the governor's recommendation for a state EMS medical director, and the chair is recommending that be fully funded by the general fund at $100,000 in 08-09. On next page, on 1294, the governor this is a governor's item, and the chair is recommending that it be accepted. It's for an emergency preparedness coordinator at a cost of $150,000 in 08-09 and ongoing from the general fund. Next, on line 1299 is a governor this is not a governor recommendation. This is a Senator Coring bill, Senate File 637, to provide an appropriation for the regional EMS programs. And the chair is recommending this be funded in fiscal year 08 at $400,000. And then on line 1304 is the compensation adjustment for the EMS board at the 3.25, 3.25 level. And line 1311 is a SGSR appropriation for a health professional services program case manager, and this is a program that the EMS board runs on behalf of all the health-related boards, and that appropriation is for $150,000 in 08-09. Then, moving to the Council on Disability, the first item on line 1321 is an appropriation for disabled persons with assisted living technology. And this is a one-time cost in 08 of $300,000. It provides $200,000 for microloans and $100,000 for regional collaboratives. And this was a Senator Tomasoni bill. On line 1327, it's the governor's recommendation to eliminate the agency's sunset for the Council on Disability. And the chair is recommending this item at a cost, ongoing cost of $1 million per each biennium. And then on 1332 is the Council on Disabilities 3.25, 3.25 increase. And then that brings us to the Ombudsman for Mental Health and Mental Retardation on line 1341 is a governor's request to maintain current service levels. And this is to provide money for shortfalls that the agency has at $185,000 in 08-09. And then also we have the compensation adjustment for this agency at $130,000. At 3.25, 3.25. And then the final agency is the Ombudsperson for Families. And this item is just the governor's request for the compensation adjustment. And in the Senate, the chair is recommending that this be done at 3.25, 3.25. And members, and Madam Chair, I would just mention, too, that you should have as a handout, a TANF fund balance, and also a healthcare access fund balance. And both of these sheets will tell you each individual item that is paid for out of each fund.
Are there any questions? Senator Prettner-Solon.
Madam Chair, I just noticed, I don't know if I can find it right now, but on the disproportionate share, the state recognizes something over a $6 million savings. Can you explain what that's about?
Someone from the department can come up to explain the fiscal note we got on the DISH proposal that the Senate had for straightening out the local match.
It's on 681.
Thank you. If you can just identify yourself for the record.
Sure. Madam Chair, Marie Zimmerman, Healthcare Administration, DHS. The $6 million is additional DISH federal revenue that's brought in by adding the certified public expenditures for Hennepin County Medical Center to the existing 06-07 DISH claim.
So, Madam Chair, does that go to the general fund then, or does that get distributed in the DISH formula?
Madam Chair, Senator Solon, that is non-dedicated revenue to the general fund, as the current 0607 GAMC DISH claim is now as well.
Senator Prettner-Solon, I believe that it is a savings that would accrue in the current biennium, and we're taking it as a savings against the next biennium. These are dollars nobody's actually received so far, so it's not... does not change the distribution formula that was originally anticipated.
Madam Chair, will we be getting a copy of the bill at some point?
A copy of what bill?
The language.
This bill.
The
narrative.
The entire base document will be available Monday. It can't be put together until the spreadsheet is adopted. Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions about the spreadsheet? Senator Erickson Rogers.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I have a question. I was tracking my bill because one of them was first listed in the Department of Human Services, and then it moved over to the Department of Health. And in the move, I lost some money, so I want to ask about that. If you look, at line 517, it's the community initiatives to cover uninsured and underinsured. And Mr. Gill, I believe when you went over that, it is listed as $394,000, and you said $380,000. But then when it transferred over to line 1076, it's listed at $300,000. So I lost either $94,000 or $80,000 in the transfer.
Madam Chair, Senator Erickson-Ropes, to deal with the first question about why do you see it twice, it's simply a spreadsheet error. And originally we had it being tracked in the Department of Human Services, but then it was more appropriate
it needs to go to Department of
it
Health.
It needs to go to the
right.
Department of Health. And
I
so
understand
when that,
that.
When that was moved, the previous item wasn't deleted. So that's the first explanation. The difference in terms of the dollar amounts is that now the money is to be used, my understanding in the current language, is for planning. And the original appropriation also includes some implementation and administration part. And so I've been told that because you're just doing the planning phase, that the administrative cost isn't needed. But the full planning effort that you were seeking to do in your bill would be fully funded with this $300,000.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other questions? Senator Prettner-Solon.
Madam Chair, I noticed something similar in a bill that I had introduced on line 903. And that was for the compulsive gambling program, and the funds were to come out of the lottery prize fund money. And I see $400,000 for 2008, but only $100,000 for 2009. And I thought that the request had been for $300,000 per year plus $100,000 for the study per year.
Madam Chair, Senator Solon, I believe the difference in that amount is that there was $200,000, which was there was the amount that you see represented here is going to the Department of Human Services or gets passed through the Department of Human Services. The remaining amount was to the lottery, and actually in my planning here, and having entered this in quickly, I did not include the lottery appropriation to this. It's not in our jurisdiction, but I'm sure it could be added if that was the will of the committee or the will of you.
It's an appropriation to the lottery board itself, and we don't have that in our division. So I suggest that you have a conversation with Senator Betzel, I believe, and if he doesn't object, we can add it.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Senator Fischbach.
Madam Chair, I'm just wondering, how do we track Senate File 857 in this budget, given that it's traveling on its own? So how are we working that? Because I guess I was under the understanding we generally don't, if the Senate file is not part of this bill and it says here it's traveling on its own, we see about a $30 million, is it? So I'm just wondering if we, you know, how we're handling that, because that bill's traveling us. I know we're going to adopt a spreadsheet and pass a bill where we don't have that money in it.
The provisions have been adopted by this division, so we felt it was appropriate to take the savings in our budget bill. Obviously, if for some reason the bill doesn't pass the full Senate, we'd have to back those numbers back out of the bill.
And, Madam Chair, is that bill on the floor now? I guess I'm not quite
sure
where.
No, it's in the Finance Committee tomorrow.
So will it be sent to the floor, Madam Chair, before we send this? Okay.
Yes.
And Madam Chair, we're going to adopt the spreadsheet today. We will have the language Monday.
Yes.
And then when are we having this one on the floor?
I've forgotten.
Friday. Okay.
Friday.
All righty. Thank you.
Any other questions about the spreadsheet? If there are no other questions about the spreadsheet, it would be in order to make a motion to adopt the spreadsheet. Senator Prettner-Solon makes that motion. Any further discussion? Seeing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
The spreadsheet is adopted. Thank you, members, and thank you all in the audience for your various contributions to our bill. We really appreciate all the hard work that's been done. That the meeting is adjourned.
Don't get what you want.
854, what is the 7?
The big,
yeah.
Well, my.
Yeah.
Right. You mean the. Okay.
Even though we don't have
to bill. I'll get out of the way.
It's part of the procedure.
That's all right. Well, and I was talking across the table.
That was on pitch. I wasn't. Yeah.
Money after.
There you go. See, 1 year it would actually
work. Right here. There's a.
That's it.
Hope that we're there.
Don't forget. No bingo, no.